like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Crystal Davis.
And this is It's Movie Time. Crystal, film that has come out a couple of weeks ago, and unusual for us not to hop on it right away. But I thought we had to come back to this one because I think it's one of the big ones of the year. Darkest Hour. Set it up.
It's World War II, and Hitler is on the brink, basically, of taking over Europe, invading France, and this is also around the time of when the troops were stranded at Dunkirk, and wow, what a movie. I mean,
why would a person go to see this?
I'm not a huge history buff.
Okay.
And, you know, I was a little concerned that maybe it would lose me at times, but it didn't. I mean, and I think it was very captivating. And what was really interesting about this movie, I think, is that, yes, there was a lot of history in it, but it was about the rhetoric. It wasn't about battles. You know, like, I expected to go there and see a lot of battles as part of the history.
Yes.
It really wasn't about that.
No.
It's about Winston Churchill.
Oh, my.
And we all know about Winston Churchill and what a fascinating character he was, but this really showed all of the size of Winston Churchill.
Well, and you know, you use the right word, rhetoric. It's one of those cases where I realize that wars can be won by words. Here was a time, as you accurately described, where Hitler was about to consume everybody, even Great Britain, good Lord, across the channel. Neville Chamberlain and Lord Halifax wanted appeasement. They wanted to talk to Hitler, and they wanted to work things out. This short, chubby, cigar-chomping, round glasses, whiskey-drinking prime minister faced them down and told all these people they couldn't do that. And wow, with his speeches are worth having alone. What do you think his chances are this year, Gary Oldman?
I think he's got to get a statue. He has to. Yeah,
don't you?
He disappeared in the role. You forgot it was Gary Oldman. Oh. The prosthetics were awesome. Oh. He nailed his voice, I think.
Oh.
He really did. He disappeared into the character.
There were two things on that. First one is, I'd like to bring a film geek there who had no knowledge, prior knowledge, and set him down and say, now, who is that on the screen? And I'll bet you he couldn't figure out if that was Gary Oldman, because you are so right, he just loses himself in that. The second point is, understand that he is so into character that at times he mumbles.
Yes.
And you can't think that your hearing's going bad, because a lot of people who have heard it know that there are some phrasing at the end of a sentence, for instance, that's lost.
Yes.
And you can't get upset by that. My theory, Crystal, is in order to get that realistic cinema, they allow that to happen. If we were sitting in the room, we'd say, now, Winston, what did you say? I didn't catch that.
Exactly. At one point, I thought to myself, we need closed captioning. But I know that was part of his character, because I wanted to know what he said, but you couldn't understand what he said.
You're so right. I so would not want to see closed captioning. But believe me, if I watched it again, if I had the right screener, I'd have closed caption, because we're language people. Mm-hmm. And missing any language is really difficult for me. And yet, although I understand his character, why is Winston flawed? I mean, there were so many people who did not want him to become prime minister. What was his problem?
He drank a lot, and some people didn't
Thank
like
you.
That. They
yes.
said he was very flawed in that regard.
Yes.
He was very straightforward. He was very opinionated. He, you know, he did not want to negotiate for peace.
Right, he did.
A lot of people did not agree with that.
Yeah, right. You know, so he was, I think the word might also be blunt. He was really blunt.
Yes.
I mean, the only person who could go nose to nose with him.
His wife. Yes. Also, his secretary, Lily James, played
yes.
by Lily James.
Yes.
She was a fantastic character in this as well.
Yes, Elizabeth Layton played, and I agree with you, she did that. And Kristen Scott Thomas as Clemmy, his wife. She can go nose to nose with him. She
yes.
can be just as harsh as he is. And that's what he needed and appreciated.
I just saw Dunkirk.
Thank you.
So that was the perfect timing. I mean, because I had all of that context of that film, which I thought was very good. And with this one, really played well together.
Crystal Davis, the movie is Darkest Hour. What grade would you award it?
Definitely an A. A plus, actually.
Crystal.
I love it.
Well, I will tell you that I agree with you wholeheartedly. It is an A. If you're looking at people's top 10, this appears.
It's Movie Time is produced by the legendary man here, John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.